Funding the career teacher. If you want a career teacher at your school, you're going to have to pay them. I told Philip, this is a 22nd statement, when I first saw the outline. He gave me the liberty to dive into some maybe side topics a little bit. And I've taken that liberty. I want this topic to be that provokes thinking on your part more than that you have defined answers to this subject. Turn to Jeremiah 22:13. I'd like to just look at this with my 22nd, here's the answer statement, just for a moment. Excuse me. Jeremiah 22:13. Woe unto him that buildeth his house by unrighteousness, and his chambers by wrong. And the last part is what I really wanted. It's woe unto him that useth his neighbor's service without wages and giveth him not for his work. Let's not be caught with not paying our teachers their worth. We are blessed to have one of our married brethren from our congregation teaching in our upper grade classroom at Cedarville Christian School this year. And I suppose what I'll be sharing here is more of a selling to you approach of the blessing that this holds, which in turn hopefully can help you promote your church school and ultimately help you fund your career teacher. Maybe back up a little bit. One of the things with hiring teachers, that a dynamic that I was just talking to one of the brethren about here today, actually, I don't have it in my notes at all, but I've hired a lot of people been involved with hiring a lot of people in the last 25 years, probably more than a lot of you that are sitting here. I'm sure there's some of you businessmen that have, but I always find it challenging to sit in a room with a revolving board. This year there's another new man, and trying to equate what I use as hiring direction for the business and using that on the school level, because there's so many dynamics of it that are different. But we find our way in that the Lord always provides. I do believe the Lord is interested in the work of the school. So we have that aspect of it, but it is an interesting dynamic to be part of. I've been appointed as chairman this year at our school, and there's always things to work through when you're chairman at a school. But I'm here to tell you that the blessings of having a church brother on our teacher team is tremendous. Communication and delegation are so much easier than if you have some name that your school board found in a church directory somewhere, and he shows up September 1st and you get to learn to know him. I was along when we were, I think I was new in the school board, when our church brother was hired. I was along for some of that towards the end of it. And there's a lot of dynamics to it that a school board has to be real about. Some of the things that I share here are things that are not original with me. I wanted to make a disclaimer for that. Because when I looked at this topic, I was like, I'm going to ask some brethren, what's your opinion on this? Anyways, enough on that. When you hire this church brother that you're going to have to pay well, where are you going to set the bar in the eyes of the church? Are you going to set the bar so high that everybody knows that the expectation is way up there somewhere and everybody's just pounding in the offering plate to make sure you can pay this brother to the point that you squash the brother that would rather put a pig in the freezer, fill up his tank of gas, or whatever else your congregation is blessed with? Some brethren rather do fill up the offering plate. But there's others that would rather give to avoid the income tax. Maybe they have a better means of giving something other than money. So just a challenge if you're headed down this road that you keep it open. Make sure the brotherhood can contribute in the ways they want to or can the best. Another observation, different thought process completely, also something from someone else. And this question came in regards to a new or small congregation that maybe has the opportunity to hire someone that obviously would have to be paid more than this 18-year-old girl that you're bringing into the classroom. But his question was, and I think it's real, and I challenge you with this, would there be a way of other congregations helping this fledgling congregation to be able to support that teacher? And it was just thought-provoking for me. I don't have any answers to it. I did think of it when Brother Joel was sharing that they had some extra funds that they channeled into a savings fund. Maybe that's where we need to look. Where are all those savings funds? Can they be used for some of the congregations that can't pull it together? I leave that for what it is. We work together as churches and a lot of things. School typically has not been one of those things. It's congregational. And it's, like I said, it's more to provoke your thoughts than to have any answers, but it was something that was brought to me and I thought I would share it. Switching gears a bit, how about our sisters that have been in the classroom for a number of years? You're likely not going to get their reimbursement as high as some brethren, but are you making it easy for them? Challenge you as a board, make it easy for them to hand in their expenses. It's maybe just a couple chocolate bunnies or some prizes for that math class. Or whatever else it may be, but if there's 10 months of buying little things, you can soon have $1,000 or a couple thousand dollars wasted. Make it easy to hand it in. I had a brother tell me that his daughter's cost of living was lower after she quit teaching school than it was when she was teaching school because of that. And I would just challenge you, don't let this happen to your sister teachers. Make it easy for them to hand in receipts. Another aspect I wondered about, and this has been touched on a bit today, and it's maybe far out there, but when we think about funding our teachers and having married church brethren teaching, how far away are we from the next level of that, where government may require us to have higher education, or at least a person with higher education in our schools? This isn't to scare anybody, but my understanding is Saskatchewan and Quebec are already this way. And if that's something that's going to come our way, we're going to have to be real about reimbursement for teachers. If we're going to send them to college to get the proper degree, that the government puts the check mark there and says, yes, now you can have school. Just something to think about. Definitely teaching school is, in that regard, is headed for a career and not voluntary service. And that maybe brings me to another point somebody made, a brother that had taught school, and he said he just hated it when people referred to it as voluntary service. Oh, they're glad that he went away from his work and he's teaching school. It's good to volunteer like that. And is that the report we want of our schools, that even if we do get somebody away from a job to teach school, that everybody thinks, well, it is just volunteer service for a year or two? That's no way of building a career out of it. So in conclusion, there isn't likely a recipe that fits for every situation exactly. But the fact remains that if teaching is to be a career, then reimbursement needs to be such that supports the individual you have hired in a like manner of other careers. May God bless you as you navigate hiring teachers, supporting them, and may God continue to bless our Christian Day School.